Thanks for spending time with us on The Green this week. I'm Tom Byrne. A 37-acre, years-in-the-making coastal garden in Dagsboro opened this week. The Delaware Botanic Gardens is located along Pepper Creek and consists of four main gardens and a welcome center. And in this week's Enlighten Me, Delaware Public Media's Kelly Steele chats with the garden's communication director, Brent Baker, to learn more about it.
Tell me all about the Botanic Gardens. How did this project, how did it get started?
Well, we had some local people here in Sussex County that got tired of driving up north to places like Longwood Garden and said, we need a botanic garden in southern Delaware. And they got together and made up some plans. And by golly, all the people volunteered and came together. We raised some money.
All right, talk about the location. It'll be at Pepper Creek in Dagsboro. Why this location?
Well, we looked at several locations, and we found a 37-acre plot, which was an old soybean farm in Sussex County, and it slopes down to Pepper Creek. And we got together with something called the Sussex County Land Trust, and they leased it to us for $1 a year, for 99 years, and then we can renew it for two times, so we have it for a total of 297 years, and this will be the only botanic garden in southern Delaware. We're about an hour's drive from Dover and about a 2 hours drive from Wilmington. We're on Piney Neck Road, right near Dagsboro. We're about a mile and a half off the main street of Dagsboro.
All right, let's go into detail. A lot of us familiar with Longwood Gardens. Tell us what the Botanic Gardens will consist of.
Okay, this is, as I said, at 37 acres, and we've got four main gardens here. Kind of the crown jewel for us is the Meadow Garden, designed by Pete Aldoff. You might not know who he is. He's a world-famous Dutch garden designer, and he designed a meadow which has 70,000 native plants and grasses. All were hand-planted by our volunteers, and about 85% are native plants, and 15% are pollinator-compatible perennials and grasses. And that means when you go out there and you're weeding in the garden, you're liable to be hit by some bees and butterflies. So this is a living garden for wildlife, and we have winding trails throughout this 2-acre meadow garden that are all ADA compliant, which means if you have a wheelchair, you can come and enjoy this garden. So that's the meadow garden. Then we have a learning garden sponsored by Dogfish Head Brewery, which is composed of a wet-wound outdoor classroom, and that's where we have hands-on training of how the environment works in a wetland. And we also have three inland dunes. The dunes are dunes that were created 2,000 years ago in Delaware, and we've recreated them, and also it's a place for wildlife. In fact, we just planted 1,800 blueberry bushes in two days in these dunes.
Wow.
Now there's a folly garden, and you say, what does folly mean? Folly means it's planted on the ruins of an old building. In this case, it's an old farm that was here in the 20th century, and there are 2,500 bulb plants, and this is our spring garden, and it's a sea of yellow daffodils. It takes us back to Delmarva life and the old farms in the rural area. And finally, we've got 12 acres of woodlands that slowly comes down to 1,000 feet of shoreline at Pepper Creek. Pepper Creek flows into the Inn River Bay and out into the Atlantic, and in that woodlands, we got 1.8 miles of winding trails. You can walk around the woodlands. It's very beautiful.
I cannot wait to see this. I'm a member at Longwood Gardens, have been for ages, and it just relaxes me to go up there and walk around and take my time and enjoy the great outdoors. How long will this garden be open? I can't imagine long, right? Because everything's going to start dying off.
Well, it's a Pete Aldoff has a four seasons garden. There's something always blooming. You can always tell a good designer. A good designer does a garden, so no matter when you come, something will be in bloom.
What about hours?
Right now, we're not going to be over on weekends, and this is the interesting thing about the garden. This garden is completely built and manned by volunteers, and we're trying to get our volunteer corps organized, and right now, we'll be open Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday as we roll along. And then we hope to open on the weekends a little later, but we'll let everybody know by putting out some announcements.
Gotcha. I'm kind of sad to hear you're only going to be open during the week. With my hours, I get up at 1 a.m. to come to work, and I work until about noon every day.
Well, here's the deal, Kelly.
I won't be able to see it.
Here's the deal, Kelly. For you, a special deal. You just call me, and we'll figure something out.
Okay, that sounds good. I will do that because my partner and I, like I said, we go to Longwood and we love this kind of thing, but Saturdays is about the only day I have. So I will call you and you can give me a special tour.
Well, it's interesting. We have a relationship with Longwood. When we began this project several years ago, back in 2015, Longwood Foundation gave us a $750,000, what they call leadership grant, to get this garden started. And so we feel kind of a kinship with Longwood. And also, our new director of horticulture that just began on the 1st of August, Brian Trader, came down after working at 10 years at Longwood. So we have a lot of people, and needless to say, a lot of us travel up to Longwood on a regular basis. But now, for the first time in southern Delaware, we will have a botanic garden.
Thanks to Brent Baker, Communications Director for the Delaware Botanic Gardens, and our Kelly Steele for enlightening us this week. More information about the gardens can be found at DelawareGardens.org. And that's a wrap on this week's edition of The Green. The stories and interviews you've heard are online right now at DelawarePublic.org. Just head over to The Green's page on our website. And remember, you can also check out The Green via podcast at our website and on Apple Podcasts and the NPR One app. We'd also like to hear from you. Give us your feedback and story ideas on our Facebook page, on Twitter, at The Green DE, or by emailing us at thegreen@delawarepublic.org. Thanks to all those who helped make today's show possible, contributor Eileen Dalabrida, and Delaware Public Media's Sophia Schmidt and Kelly Steele. For all of them and the rest of the staff here at Delaware Public Media, I'm Tom Burns saying thanks for joining us this week. And we'll see you again next week on The Green, where Delaware explores its common ground.